Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another episode of Quest Youth Radio, formerly better known as Quest Youth Radio. Lyrics, like poetry, have a message. History, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. Words have meanings that can comprehend, like definition. News creates a chain of events that we all can understand. Just pull back the curtain and see the real contribution, and you will find our Quest moment. So welcome, and thank you for joining us once again to hear the different perspective of our diaspora. Now, our Quest moment for this evening will feature student host Walter Pierce. A cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium, and all vibrations possess a wave nature. You see, in our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our airwaves travel. Where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. Now tonight, Walter Pierce will be joining us as our student host and presenting a relatively simple segment. I don't know if that is a good definition. Good evening, Walter. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Great, great. I just wanted to mention to the audience that because of the virus and the climate that we live in, it has forced all of us in our society to make a change. Therefore, that explains our podcast. We're doing things a different way, baby. Walter, yep. Without any further ado, I'd like for you to take it away.
Thank you. And for today, starting off, I just want to read an article, Calling, by a group called Onward Together. And basically what they're saying is this team knows better than anyone that election can come down to small differences in voting totals, and that those small differences can have a big impact on our country. Onward Together is proud to support the work that Democracy Docket is doing to ensure that as many people as possible can vote in 2020 while staying safe and healthy. Democracy Docket's cases center around the four pillars of vote by mail requirements that, at a minimum, states should implement to ensure that eligible voters may fully participate in the election this November. Number one, postage must be freed or prepaid by the government. Number two, ballots postmarked on or before election day must count. Three, signatures matching laws need to be reformed to protect voters. And four, community organizations should be permitted to help collect and deliver voted sealed ballots. This month, Democracy Docket also launches their brand new voter dashboards, which give a state-by-state overview of the changing vote by mail and in-person voting rules. If you or anyone you know has questions about when the ballot is due or whenever you could vote early in person, voter dashboards are now available for each of the 27 states that have Democracy Docket's cases and will soon be available for all 50 states. Sign up now and get the latest Democracy Docket on their voter dashboards and where they're fighting to get more people access to more ways to vote. Thank you. And on this show, we can't stress enough the importance of voting. You know, I see online a lot, people get like with the Black Lives Matter movement, people get confused, and people who are against the movement are very confused of when Black Lives Matter tells people to vote. They believe that we're a political organization pushing for the Democratic Party. But people fail to understand is just telling people to vote and telling people the importance to exercise the right is not technically pushing a certain party. We're not saying who to vote for. We're saying go out and vote because each vote counts and each vote matters, especially in the Black community where voting numbers are low. So when people interpret those type of things like differently, thinking, oh, we're pushing a certain Democratic Party. Well, how are we doing that? How is exercising something that's in the amendment and something that's your right, how are we pushing a certain party? We're telling people there, we're informing people and continuing to inform people their laws and their rights, which is voting. And just to let people know, that is very, very important, especially for this next election, for people to go out. And we're doing that, pushing it heavily, again, because it is COVID-19. And, you know, some people might not go out and actually vote. They might shy away, or people might not get the message since they're not always going out as much. So we're not only stressing in person, we're stressing a lot on mail-in ballot for people who are probably not comfortable to going in for voting. They're also a mail-in option for voting. So, you know, we're just trying to stress the importance of voting. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Okay, so I'm finding very interesting because you're not old enough to vote yet. So I have to ask you what motivates you at, you know, your age. I don't know if you want to tell audience how old you are, but you're not old enough to vote. Okay,
yeah,
and that's the point.
Yeah, I'll tell the audience, you know, I'm a high school student. I will be voting in the next coming year, so, you know. But it's important as somebody who's around my age to know. Like, if I wait until I'm of the age of 18 to actually start learning, it's going to be hard for me to understand everything, and I might make a lot more bad decisions if I wait until I'm 18. That's why everybody should start to understand this process, like, earlier. And understand this process earlier, it prepares you to better be prepared for the different types of voting, the different election dates, and also the people running for office. And I encourage, no matter what side you're on, I encourage everybody to get to understand that. You don't have to do it when it's just like probably a couple of years when you're in high school, because a lot of high schools, they don't really teach that. They don't teach civics anymore, so people really have to do a lot of self-educating on the process. And the people, I guess, that are more prepared for this are people whose parents educated them on this process, or people who, you know, who constantly pay attention to what's going on in the news. You can see for a lot of people that look like myself of the African-American race, going into 18 years old, we're not understanding the process of voting because it's not taught in our type of school systems, and we're not exposed to it, the importance. That's why the numbers are low, especially in the African American community for voting, because we're not understanding the process because we're not being taught it in our schools. So it's always important for people to start to understand that years before you actually go into the process.
Well, there used to be a time when civics and economics and basic trades were taught in our public school system. And why do you think these types of things, specifically civics and exercising your right to vote, why do you think why is that so? I mean, you know, I'm asking you to take a stab at that question.
Well, yeah, I don't know why it's really not so. I can't really answer that question for you. Like, I have no idea why it's not being like it was before. It really makes no sense, especially thinking the circumstances that we're going through and the amount of young people actually getting involved into stuff like social issues, social justice issues, starting to understand the process, it's a lot more younger people that's starting to understand that, especially in today's generation. So for that type of class to not really be taught in all schools doesn't really make a lot of sense. You know, but I think we're this generation especially is actually starting to understand the process and starting to understand what they need to do, even without the class. I still think, like, it should definitely be taught. It's definitely something that's important. But I believe there's also people who actually, even without it, are actually understanding the process. But it still should be no excuse, because that's not everybody. Everybody needs to really be informed so that more votes could be counted and more people could go out and vote.
You've been out I don't know how many, but I know you've been on more than one protest. And as a young person yourself who's actually participated in a protest and a march, what was your observation of the other young people around you? Were they did it seem to you that young people are informed about their civic duty of actually exercising their opportunity to vote?
Yeah, the young people is actually the one leading it. The protest, it's all being led by young people, people around my age, people, young adults as well. It's all being ran by us, because this is our movement and this is our future that we're going to have to deal with. We can't just keep relying on the people who are our elders and stuff to keep pushing this movement and just be at the lead, because this is not their future anymore. It's ours. So we have to start to understand that if we want to change and we don't want a repeat of history, we got to actually go out and protest and talk about these things. For the movements I've been at, I've always seen kids leading it, doing chants, proposing things to either the mayors there or the politicians and governors in that certain city. I've seen that. I've seen the young people. It's not the elders. It's actually us. And you know, I just like that push that we're doing as young people, because it is our future.
What type of energy was generated at the marches that you participated in?
Positive. No negative energy. We were doing, of course, our chants. We were marching. We got straight to the business. We preached our problems that need to be solved in the community. We said that in the most respectful way possible. Nobody got into no physical altercations or anything. It was just people explaining their problems and explaining how we could solve it, which, of course, is something that's very needed for today. Because a lot of people, they don't like talking out problems. It's always people love to debate, which is a horrible way of solving anything, I believe. I really hate debating something that people think that's a problem. I think it's obviously a better way to come to both sides and make it so that both sides are both satisfied and happy. I don't think we should just debate and have one side constantly doing better or constantly more satisfied than the other. If we actually stop doing the debating and actually come together and come to a consensus of what we want to do, that's how a lot of people are going to be satisfied. So that's really what it was, you know, people talking, not debating, but actually just explaining how we can solve this problem.
Okay, so basically in your participation in marches that you've gone to, you've actually been informed and educated during the process. Now, I want to add that this is not the first time that our program has featured information as it relates to exercise your right to vote. We've actually spoken about the opportunity for early voting in the state of New Jersey. And we've actually looked at some of the ballot questions that are not concerned with the presidential election that actually affect people and their community, their local community in the state of New Jersey. And we identified that registration goes up until October. I'm not specific on the particular date, but I know in October, around the teen somewhere, is the last opportunity for you to register to participate in voting. And after, and the three questions on the ballot have to do with districting, the district in the state of New Jersey and the census. Another question deals with recreational marijuana. Another question pertains to military folk who, gosh, I'm falling short on words, but veterans, there we go, veterans who have participated, and that particular question has to do with opportunities being enhanced for veterans in the state of New Jersey. You've heard all of these issues that we've actually brought up in previous programs. So that is that what motivated you to bring up this particular subject topic for this evening's episode and discussion?
Yeah, because, you know, that's something that lately this program has been heavy on speaking about because of how close Election Day is. I believe that the audience out there and the people should start to understand the pressure and start to understand that, yeah, this is what we need to do. Because the more you talk about it, the more people is actually going to listen and going to be forced to listen. And people are going to have to start to understand that this election especially is very important due to the circumstances. So us talking about it is going to keep talking about this is something that's going to help push this thing that we're trying to get people out to vote, all types of people, black, brown, white, everybody needs to go out and vote this coming up election.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for bringing this once again to the surface. I think you've done a great job with expressing the importance of actually practicing and exercising your vote. You know, I have to ask myself, I asked you why do you think civics is not taught in schools? And you gave me an honest answer. You didn't know. I don't know either, Walter, but I do believe that everything is for a reason. And when people are not informed, not educated to a particular level, you know, sometimes when you know better, you can do better. And this is a case when you don't know at all, how could you even proceed to be apathetic when you haven't been educated on the importance and so I think, you know, like so many things in the educational school system in America, I think this is one of the things that needs to be reformed and changed. We need to revert back to teaching young people about civics, about exercising their right to vote, and about the ballot and the importance and how to understand and comprehend. I think this is one of the major problems with participation in our community. I don't know whether you agree or not, but that's just my opinion. I don't like to be too opinionated. You know, and let me just say, the reason why I say that this is my opinion, the thing that brings to surface is the fact that I just read an article in the city of Newark. They're going to be teaching African-American history to every child in the school because it's no Newark is no longer under state control. So they have the opportunity to insert black history and basically do we're doing on our show where we highlight people from our history and put them to the surface, you know, basically talking about relatively people that you haven't heard of in black history in America. And so
yeah, and
with that,
it's bad that it's just bad that it still took this long to incorporate that into schools. I know I had a couple teachers that actually have to go off the curriculum just to teach us about our history, since we're a majority, like my old school, we're a majority African-American class. And what do you look like teaching a majority African-American class about mainly white history and not even their own history? So we're just learning the American history, which is really white American history, but we're not learning our history. So I guess they start to understand,
yeah,
like, what sense does that make?
I've always said it on this particular program that black history is American history, and it has been omitted, not included, and I think is done by design. And you know, a message to you and all other young people to, you know, while you're exercising your vote, please, you know, keep in mind, be mindful that you can change a lot of things, you know, for your future and your children to come. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I want to say, Walter, our student host, I think you've done a great job, and You've motivated me you encouraged me and motivated me to speak about some things that weren't on the top of the surface of my mind today. But we have a caller on the line, and I want to give our caller an opportunity to introduce themselves, make a comment before we conclude our broadcast for this evening. Hold tight, Walter. Don't you go anyplace. We have on the line. Okay, I'm trying to click them on. Okay, there we go. We have on the line 6778. Please welcome and introduce yourself. Welcome and introduce yourself. Okay. Well, that happened. We want to thank you, 6778. Hello, are you there? 6778. Oh, you're breaking up, maybe. I want to remind the audience that, again, we're not dealing with regular circumstances because of the virus. Okay, 6778. You're kind of breaking up, but we will bear with you. Can you try to introduce yourself again? Okay. Yeah, it's coming in choppy and very broken up. Okay, so what I'm going to say, I want to thank you, 6778. I want to thank you for joining us. Your signal is broken up, and we can't hear you. However, we want to thank you for listening and joining our broadcast this evening. And it's a shame that, well, the technology sometimes, it happens. It's okay, right? And we'll live through it. So, Walter, I'm going to conclude our show by saying lyrics like poetry have a message. Our message tonight is exercise your right to vote. Our message for tonight was the history, like a diamond shines clear to the truth, is the fact that in our black communities, a lot of people don't exercise their right to vote. And in our public schools, in our system, we haven't had civics taught in our public schools. Words have meaning that we can comprehend, like definitions, and news should not be the only place where you get your information for a chain of events that we can understand. And so when we pull back the curtain like we did tonight, we find that we need to be more advocating in our public schools for civics being taught along with black history, and so that we can see and know that we can make a contribution in our own local community. And that is our quest moment. And we thank you once again for joining us tonight, where we presented to the best of our ability a different perspective diaspora. And we try to also provide a solution and not just give you points of view and references. But you need to get out there and do your own research. We attempted also to make waves, and that is what our quest moment is all about. Because a cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium, and all vibrations possess a wave nature. In our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our airwaves travel. And where there are no mediums, there are no vibrations. And Walter, you get the last word there.
Thank you. And I thank everybody again for listening to today's show. To foreshadow a little bit of what's going to happen this coming Saturday, I want to continue this talk, but more social issues and more issues that America faces that some other countries do a good job of handling. And I want to present that to y'all. And also, I will be presenting two diamonds for y'all coming this Saturday, which will be Susie King Taylor and Harriet Tubman. So I hope everybody tunes in on Saturday morning to listen to the show. Thank you.
Okay. And that's going to be our last word. Thank you very much for tuning in for another episode. And I need to say, Quest Youth Radio is
the best youth radio.
All right. We got it together. Great job. And peace.